Blog Talk Radio.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, gotta pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. If when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate and point of view. After further review, you know what to do.
What's going on, man? Another one about to go down. It's the mayor in the building, man. GQ Palace after further review. You already know where we're going to go, right? So we're just going to dive right into it. 646-200-3838 is the number to call. As you probably quite aware right now, Jason Collins, NBA player, come out and, you know, said that he's, you know, he's gay. And, First of all, all due respect to him, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to come down on the cat or whatever. I got nothing against him or whatever, whatever. But I'm not going to be one to be put in a trick bag. Okay? And when I say, and when I mean, get, and follow me. When I say trick bag, this is what I'm talking about. Jason Collins is a fringe player. So basically, you know, before this big giant announcement came out, we could do with or without him. Okay, he's a player that just eats up minutes. It's not like he's going to come off the bench and give you 20. It's not like he's going to, you know, really lock anybody down on defense. He's a, you know, a seven-footer, you know what I mean? Played for Boston this year, and he played for Washington Wizards this year. His career average is 3.6. Okay, so I'm not questioning his announcement and all that. That's besides the point. My question is, with the timing of it, okay? If you wanted to make this big, grandiose announcement about you being, your sexuality, which is all fine, well, and good, why didn't you do it during the season? So then you could have really put the pressure on them teams and say, well, okay, now I know why you got rid of them or you didn't get rid of them, whatever the case may be. Now, the fascination is going to be with this dude. He said he's gay. He's not really a good basketball player. We'll put it like that. Okay, so now the pressure is on the teams. What team is going to sign this dude? Okay, they keep saying that he's an active player. Technically, he's not active because the Wizards are not in the playoffs. So he's in the same situation that John Amici was in 2007 when John Amici made his announcement that he was gay. Okay, so I'm kind of questioning the timing of it because it kind of puts the onus on the owners. Now, who's going to sign this guy? And if nobody signs him, okay, the easiest out is going to be, oh, they didn't sign me because my announcement I made. No, that's not why they didn't sign you, yo. They didn't sign you because you're no good. Straight like that. So, you know, everybody's taking the onus off of, you know, he made his announcement and this and that and the third, and he's doing all the talk shows and blah, 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 blah. I'm like, it's a big to-do about nothing. Okay? Wake me up when somebody who's averaging 20 and 10 decides to come out the closet. Wake me up when somebody who's been an all-star 4 or 5 years in a row decides to come out the closet. Okay? Then we might have something to talk about. But really, what is the big issue? Okay, if he would have never made this announcement or whatever, he'd still be Jason Collins, a scrub. Yep, I said it, and I'm going to say it again. Jason Collins, the scrub, if he wouldn't have made the announcement. Oh, it's going down hard body karate tonight or after further review. GQ Palace is in the building, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation. And if you're staring at your computer or if you're staring at your speakers, then that's on you. Okay, this is your chance to say what you got to say. Okay, speak your mind. Don't talk under your breath. Okay? Speak your mind to it. I'm expecting some phone calls tonight. I'm expecting the brother Hakeem Green from Channel Live to call in tonight. I'm expecting a couple of other people to call in tonight. And we're going to talk NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs, and we're going to get into a whole bunch of other stuff because we got 2 hours to do. You know how we do it, man. This is the biggest show, man. Hard Body Karate in the building tonight. You got the mayor, 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get in on the conversation because it's going down tonight. Before we get back into the Jason Collins conversation, NBA playoffs, man, the Knicks are up 3-1 on Boston, and I have a message for J.R. Smith, Mr. Sixth Man in the Year. You know, he really contributed to the Knicks' success this year and all of that, and I'm proud of him, and I'm proud of the Knicks. But J.R. Smith, would you please shut the hell up? Yeah, I'm going to say it again. J.R. Smith, would you please shut the hell up? Okay, Mr. Man, you're beating me in the head now talking about what you would have did and what the Knicks could have did if you would have been playing in game 4 up in Boston. Okay, what happened to you at the end of game 3 in Boston? You decide you want to throw an elbow at Jason Terry and get suspended. So don't tell me what you would have did. Don't tell me what you could have did. What you should have did is had some control about yourself, my dude. Okay, J.R. Smith, please shut the hell up. Please show up tomorrow night. Get the Celtics out of here so we can handle our business and move on. We haven't won a playoff series in 13 years, okay? So we need this. And me as a Knicks fan, I need this for my own edification, okay? So, J.R. Smith, I don't need you beating me in the head about what you would have did or what you should have did, okay? Show up tomorrow night, handle your handle, and let's move on, okay? Because I know Madison Square Garden, they can't wait to let that stuff out the ceiling, okay? And what I mean by that is that after last year when the Knicks won one playoff game, they let the confetti out the ceiling like it was New Year's Eve. I didn't like that either. What are you celebrating? And we ended up losing the series. So all of that, you know, happy-go-lucky, and we got to make everything positive and put a positive spin on it, get out of here with that. Go see the Wizard of Oz about that, okay? Yeah, the mayor is tight tonight. Can I get the bell? What's going on, Ms. Lavina? What's going on, Rich? GQ Palace holding it down, man. Yeah, that's what it is. I just wanted to see if you was there with me. That's what it is, man. But, yeah, NBA playoffs is going down. Shout out to Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors, man. They really, you know, doing a number on the Denver Nuggets right now. They up 3-1 on Denver Nuggets, and they didn't see that coming. I bet you JaVale McGee didn't see that coming. Got no score updates right now because Golden State and Denver is just getting underway. Memphis and Los Angeles Clippers tonight, they're tied up at 2-2. Their game 5 starts at 10:30. You know, I just got a real funny feeling about how this Jason Collins situation is going to turn out. And again, we just question the timing here after further review. That's all. We're not questioning the situation. You know what I mean? So it's not about being, you know, homophobic or none of that. Nah. So before you come out the sideways with that, save that. Miss me with that. All I'm saying is, why didn't you make this announcement? Who was you hurting? Nobody. Okay? So, you know, oh, well, he had to wait his time and wait the perfect time. Okay, yeah, now you are on Sports Illustrated, on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Okay? You are Good Morning America. You're doing this, you're doing that, you're doing the third. That's fine, well, and good. But, again, the onus is going to be on these NBA. Oh, who's going to sign that dude? Okay? So now you're going to have, just on GP, to appease a bunch of people, you're going to sign a dude who averaged 3 points for his career. Okay? He averaged 1 point this season. 10 points, 10 minutes a game, 1 point a game. And this is what you want to sign to put on your bench just because so you won't make nobody mad at you. I don't understand that. And that's all I'm saying. Somebody needs to educate me on that because I'm not feeling that. I think that the announcement came at a time where you put the onus on, oh, I need a job. So let me say that I'm gay so I can put the pressure on the onus. We got an caller on the line. Welcome to the Bigger Show, Faith. How you doing? Welcome to the Bigger Show. What's up?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
This is Faith Walker?
Yeah, this is Faith Walker. Yeah,
okay,
yeah,
Peace. I just
want to
make
face.
Sure. No doubt. Peace. How you
hey,
feeling,
how you
man?
Doing, brother?
I'm good. Everything's everything.
Man, I know my Celtics is out right now.
Right.
I know you was like, yeah, wait, I know you was like, wait, where's that now, you know? But I listen, it's like Ali and Spinks right now, you know.
Which one? The first one or the second one?
Well, you know, the one that made him retire.
Made who retire?
I'm talking about my Celtics, man. I don't know what's going on, man. They hurting right now.
No, I mean, you know what, my dude, you know, all due respect to the Celtics, man. You know what I mean? Because, you know, to keep it really at its funkiest level, you know, when Rondo went down, it was like, oh, okay, it's over for them. But you know what? They're better than that. And my dude, I'm a Knicks fan, hard body karate, man. You know, in New York all day. And I have a flashback. You know, I can go back to, like, 2007, Yankees and Red Sox. Say no more, right? Yankees Red Sox 3-0, right?
That's right.
The Red Sox came back and slow walked the Yankees. Because I'm sitting in the bleachers at Yankee Stadium for Game 7, and when Johnny Damon hit the Grand Slam, and I come from that. So my thing is, get the series over and done with. And J.R. Smith, he's not helping the situation at all, my dude. But, you know, I would have been around for Game 4. Yeah, how come you wasn't around for Game 4?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying, my dude? So, I mean, this is what we're dealing with right now. You can't just say anything and let it fly. I'm the sixth man of the year. I did my thing. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da. If I would have been around for Game 3 or Game 4, then it would have been a different story. And maybe it would have been a different story. But if you could control yourself, it was like 2 seconds left in the game. And he threw the elbow
well,
at
number
Jason
one,
Terry.
If, I mean, number one, he ain't even starting.
You know,
I mean,
you know,
if he's
okay,
that
go ahead,
good,
go ahead. You got
starting.
The floor. Go ahead.
I mean, number one,
I'm
I mean,
right
if,
now,
if he was that good, he would have been starting. I mean, he does his thing coming off the bench.
Yes, sir.
I mean, but I mean, once Carmelo gets it running and get it gunning and everything, I mean, how much does it take to come in and just, you know, pick up the leftovers? So
right,
I mean, you know,
right.
J.R. Smith,
play a little defense.
You know, J.R.
And, you know, yeah, that's right. You're right. But I just think that, you know, I'm a Knicks fan, man. And I look at it from a perspective like you shouldn't even open your mouth, J.R. Smith. You ain't got nothing to say. And I was having a conversation with somebody earlier, and I was telling them that the pressure's not on Boston. No way. The pressure's on the Knicks.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
The pressure's on the Knicks because they got to get the series over. Now, just say, for example, if the Knicks lose tomorrow night and they take it back to Boston for Game 6, all bets are off. All bets are off. And I'm a Knicks fan. I haven't sniffed the championship since 70. I was a little kid, so I really that don't compute. You know what I mean? Right now, so this is since 99. Last time we was in the finals against San Antonio Spurs.
Oh yeah.
But everybody's talking this final stuff. Can we get out the first round first?
That's
what I'm saying, my G. That's what I'm saying. Let's get out the first round first and make it happen. And J.R. Smith is adding, you know, all that is locker room material for the Celtics, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if Boston win the next one, you got a problem.
Right.
You got a problem because, you know, they done been there. They done been there before.
Yes, sir.
Now, if you take the next one, then I can say, yeah, Boston, they pretty much done.
Oh, yeah, we take the next one, they will be done.
Yeah, we'll be done, literally.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you don't want to get them open and no hope.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man. I mean, and it's not like Doc Rivers got a bunch of rookies or youngsters with him, man. You know, and privately, Kevin Garnett ain't trying to go out like this. I'm looking at it from a realistic point of view, my dude. I'm not, Knicks is going to win the title and that. Come on, son. You know,
they really want to see Ray Allen down there because he went to the Miami Heat anyway, and
right.
He's still kind of hot about that move that he made there anyway. So
right.
they really want to see the Heat. That's really what they want because they really want to send a message to Ray Allen.
Right. Well, I don't know about all that, but I just think that you know, right now as a Knicks fan, I'm just kind of like I'm leery. I don't really, you know, I have confidence in my squad all day, but I'm leery because we've been through this before, man. Let's, you know, we got our foot on y'all necks, you know. Let's get it over with. Get them out of here, you know what I mean? So we can rest up. The Heat, Miami Heat, right now they're on the golf course. They chilling right now.
Yeah.
They handle their business. So if you have if you're a team that has championship aspirations and you consider yourself one of the top teams in the NBA, then handle your business like you're a top team in the NBA. That's all. That's all I'm asking for as a Knicks team. You know, everybody talk about how great the Knicks are and this and that. They had a great season. Nobody saw that coming. Okay? Nobody saw it coming. But now is the time where you got to show and prove.
That's it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Oh, my bad. Hey, the reason why they had a good year is basically because of Carmelo. I mean, Carmelo had one of those breakout years. He had one of those breakout years. I mean, he couldn't be denied this year. I mean, you could even put him in the running for MVP, probably third or fourth vote. You know what I mean? So he definitely had a breakout year. So, you know, it wasn't more about the Knicks. It was just about Carmelo, because if Carmelo didn't do his thing, the Knicks wouldn't even be nowhere.
Oh, yeah, it would have been the same Carmelo from last year. We would have been trying to struggle to get in the playoffs. You're right.
Yeah.
You know?
What's going on with Amari? What's the deal with Amari? Y'all got a lot of money on the books with Amari. What y'all going to do with that?
Listen, I mean, today is a year ago today that he cut his hand on that fire extinguisher. And I'm really critical of Amari Stoudemire, my dude, because, you know, for all his talk and $100 million and he's a low post presence and all of that, in the playoffs, the last three, this is the third season. This is the third season in a row, my dude, that he haven't been around for the playoffs. Okay, we know what happened last year in Miami. The year before that, when we was playing you guys in the first round, right? He hurt his back in the layup line before game one. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? So, he hasn't been around. So, I'm not really putting no stock into Amari Stoudemire.
You can't even get a second-round pick for him right now. You can't even get a second-round pick for him right now.
You know? And so with Amari Stoudemire, you know, everybody's, you know counting on him and this and that and the third. Amari Stoudemire got some soul-searching to do. Because first of all, once you put him in that mix right there, you know, it's kind of like it throws it off kilter. Because you got Carmelo on this side, he wants the ball. You know what I'm saying? Then you got Mr. Six Man, Mr. Elbow Man, he wants to do his numbers with the ball. Okay, so Amari, I don't even know how to describe it, but you know, if he give me 10 solid minutes, snatch a couple of boards, play some D, be a presence down low, then all right. You know what I'm saying? But all that, oh, I'm going to come back and I'm going to do this and believe in me. Come on, son. Nah. That train left.
Yeah, you don't talk like that around Kevin Garnett and them boys, because they wait for stuff like that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So my thing is, all they're providing the Celtics with right now is bulletin board material. And again, the Celtics don't have nothing to lose, my dude.
The Celtics don't have nothing to lose.
They play with house money.
Nah. It's not expected for them to go to the, you know, championship this year. So they already came in the season with the odds already against, especially when Rondo went down and everything. It's not expected for them to win this year. It's not expecting them to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Go ahead.
Nah, I was just saying, you know, those Bulls now, they looking kind of nasty right now.
Well, the Bulls, I just think the Bulls are kind of like in the situation, you know, like kind of like we had control of the series, and you know, we let the Nets back into the series. But I think people got their little, you know, the Bulls kind of got one eye on the sideline looking at Derrick Rose, waiting for him to come into the game. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of a situation where it's like, okay, you know, we could play our hardest, you know, Joakim Noah, he's, you know, playing on a bad foot. You know what I mean? They got a bunch of situations going on, and I think the Bulls should win that. That could be a good series. I picked the Bulls in six anyway before it started. I picked the Bulls in six. So I just think that, you know, that Derrick Rose cloud is over the Bulls' head. Either make a decision or not, man. And I'm not really trying to hear what your brother talking about. Okay, I know your brother's your manager and all that, but I ain't really trying to hear that. It's about how you feel. If you're ready to come out and play, then come out and play. Play 15 minutes, you know what I mean, and do it like that. But if you're not going to play, then just wrap it up. Say, look, I'm done for the season. I'm out. So that way it takes that pressure off of them. Because now all you hear from the Bulls fans is, if Derrick Rose, if Derrick Rose, if Derrick Rose, if Derrick, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes. The thing about Derrick Rose, if he can't perform up to that level, he's not going to come back.
That's right.
He's not going to come back if he can't perform up to that level. So I mean, he's cut from that kind of cloth mentally, mm-hmm. as Kobe is. If he can't give you 100%, he ain't going to lay
him up. Well, what's the use? That's right. That's right. That's
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So again, what are you looking at as far as the West is concerned?
The West, you got to look at the Spurs real closely.
Yeah.
Since Brian Westbrook done hurt himself foolishly, mm-hmm. you know, now I got to say the favorites right now is experience. It's experience out there. I mean, you got Tim Duncan. Tim Duncan looks like he still got about 2-3 years left in on his playing days, because he was dunking out the night and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like,
they've been sleeping on San Antonio
dunking?
All season. They got and Popovich, you know, I think he thought ahead of the curve. That saying, oh, you know what? I'm gonna sit these cats down for a couple games, get their body right. You know what I mean? And you know, then Sterno. That's what I call David Stern. Sterno. Sterno was like, oh no, you know the fans pay their tickets to come sit. Nah, he's the coach of that team. You can't tell him, dictate to him how to run his team. And then and this is the time of the season where you need everybody to be healthy.
Oh yeah.
Okay. I feel like, you know, like you said, you know, San Antonio is that the cats lurking in the woods. Like, they got the experience. They like that jaguar, you know, that panther that's leaking in the grass. Like, okay, I see you. I see you, Steph Curry. I see you, Chris Paul. I see you, Kevin Durant. You know what I mean? And then when it's time to pounce on them, they're going to pounce on them. So, you know. But hold up. We have a moment of silence for the Los Angeles Lakers. Just a moment of silence.
Ooh.
Okay. I just think that, you know, I feel like they, you know, I don't get into that, but all season long, I just felt like this season was a waste of time for the Lakers, you know, and since they're not around, I don't even want to talk about them. They're non-existent right now.
Non-existent. But, well, let me just say one thing.
Go ahead, my dude.
Keep it moving. I think one of the things of the blunder of them is that they just don't want to let Kobe go.
Right.
I think they still kind of stuck in that Kobe moment, you know, the
that
three
era.
Rings and then the
mm-hmm.
yeah, and it's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Right.
So
right.
they're really having a hard time when mm-hmm. when your whole team age averages out to about 31, 32 years old.
Yeah.
So once your age averages out around there, you know you got an old team. You don't want to let Kobe go. You don't want to let Gasol go.
Mm-hmm.
You barely wanted to let Lamar Odom go.
That,
so I mean, you know, it just mm-hmm. they just got issues all around the board.
Right. And I think that, you know, to, you know, like, you know, the thing of it now is like to acquire these super teams. Everybody wants to stockpile, you know what I mean, and get like, you know, have 12 all-stars on their roster. You know what I'm saying? And,
yeah.
you know, 9 times out of 10, it don't work. You know what I mean?
Nah.
So when the Lakers started out 0-8, you know, a caller to the show, shout out to Kia, she was like, I'm not feeling it. You know what I'm saying? She's a Laker fan, hard body karate, my dude. And
oh,
she
yeah.
was like,
oh,
I'm
yeah.
not feeling it. And that, you know, that was the first signal right there. And to me, my thing was when they fired Mike Brown. Why did they fire Mike Brown? Because they were scrambling. You know what I mean? It didn't, you know, the season didn't start. It wasn't 5-0. It wasn't beating everybody by 30 points. You know what I mean? So they got rid of Mike Brown, a guy who won 60 games, okay, for the Cleveland Cavaliers 2 years in a row, okay? So you got rid of this, you got Mike Brown because you figured that Mike Brown was going to handle his business. You didn't even give him a chance.
You didn't even give him a chance.
Five games? You know?
But you know what? It didn't take Cleveland long to scoop him right back on up. It didn't take Cleveland
and
long
right
to
back,
scoop
and
him right
back where
up.
He started from, right?
Exactly.
Isn't it funny how it worked? It's funny how it worked,
yeah.
my dude. Yeah,
yeah.
man. So,
see,
yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that the Lakers end up getting kind of like a worse coach on the trade because, I mean, you know, D'Antoni, he's like a run-and-gun type coach.
Right.
I mean, he don't emphasize his own defense. And what Mike Brown was trying to do, I mean, first of all, the Lakers came from a triangle offense in that system with Phil Jackson. So the follow-up was something brand new. That's a transition within itself.
Right.
That's a transition within itself. So he just wanted to emphasize defense because he felt like if we can play defense, old as we is, if we can play defense, if we got the white, we can play defense now, we can get a lot of stops, and then Kobe can shoot the fadeaway. Being that Steve Nash can just rotate the ball, Gasol down there everything, it should work out.
Yep, that's right.
That's how
he was
looking at it.
You're right. You're exactly right, my dude. And unfortunately, man, it would have been this NBA season would have been so much better if the Lakers would have been competitive. And I just had to say it like that. You know what I mean? And since they're not in it, they did what they had to do. The season's a wash, and I'm gonna leave it like that. But I'm gonna ask you what's your opinion on the Jason Collins situation?
Wow. If you're a believer in the faith, I mean, you already know what the stance is. I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, that goes without saying. If anybody who's steadfast in their faith, they already know what the stance is. And I mean, but it's within the media. You can't even say you can't even say no. Truth be told, you can't even say no. You got believers on ESPN. They're like, "How you feel about it?" I think it's all right.
It's stuttering, right?
If you say something, they're gonna shut you down.
But let me threw this in the mix when I first came on the air tonight. I threw this in the mix. Now, I'm not questioning, Jason Collins' decision and all that. This is totally separate from what I'm getting ready to talk about. I'm questioning the timing of it, okay? Now, the initial shock is over, right? Oh, he came out the closet, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, the initial shock is over. Why couldn't you do that during the season? What would have been the problem you making your little announcement? Because like you said, the majority of your locker room knew the situation anyway. So now, Jason Collins, who's a fringe player, it's not like he a dude that even, really contribute that much. I'm going to keep it funky.
Yeah.
Okay? So we really, if he didn't make, let's pretend he didn't make the announcement for a second. Let's pretend he didn't make the announcement. Jason Collins is garbage. Jason Collins is a bum. Straight like that. Okay?
Yeah.
So now he makes this announcement. He's on the cover of Sports Illustrated, right? He's on Good Morning America. He's making a talk show round, this and that and the third. But you know who the pressure's on right now, Faith Walker? The pressure's on the owners. Who's going to sign that dude? Who's going to sign him?
In a minute.
And he's got a built-in excuse already. If nobody signs him, oh, they didn't sign me because I made my announcement that I'm gay.
Is the contract here?
Yeah. It's a wrap for him.
So you got to really check and see if he got a contract coming. When is his contract up? And then you factor that in. And not only that, I was talking to, shout out to K.L. Belvin. I was talking to K.L. Belvin earlier, and we were talking about a movie. And then what struck me when you were saying that just now is 42 with Jackie Robinson.
Yes, sir.
He had a 42? I think he might have had a 42 moment. He might have felt like, okay, maybe I should be the first
one.
I'm going
to ride this
way. Really,
right.
Exactly. So then, if people try to come against me, they say, "Well, they did the same thing to Jackie."
Yeah, right. And I'm supposed to. And again, let me make this clear. Let me be very, very clear. I don't want nobody picking in GQ Palace because we down with everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Let me
make this very, very clear. This is not about his announcement or his sexuality at all. It's not about that at
all.
That's
right.
It's about the situation. How come if you felt if you felt this way about yourself and this and that and the third, how come you didn't make the announcement during the season? Who would it have hurt? Nobody. I think you would have had a lot more respect than we would have this issue about, who's gonna sign him? Because he's on the Washington Wizards roster. You know what I'm saying? But they keep saying that he's active. He's not active. The Wizards not in the playoffs.
No.
How you
no,
active?
No.
You are in the off season right now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So this is another thing that kills me about the media. Keep it real, yo. Keep it 100% real. Don't beat me in the head. Don't cut no corners. Don't fluff it up for TV. It's not a Lifetime movie, my dude. This is real life right here. He's the first active. Active when? Because he's on a roster? He's getting ready to be off that roster. So what are you telling me? So like the guy John Amici, he made an announcement in 2007 that he was gay, okay? But he made that announcement after he retired, okay? So it was water under the bridge, no harm, no foul.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But even he, I listened to an interview that he did today. He was like, you know, I talked to Jason Collins and let him know that, you know, it's really just a situation of no different than, you know, he tried to make it like I'm from England or somebody's from Croatia or from a different, you know, culture or things of that nature. You got to look at it from that aspect. Well, if you look at it from that aspect, shouldn't you be proud of your culture? Shouldn't you be proud of who you are? Then they try to, you know, downgrade.
Yeah.
Look at Brittany Griner. She made her announcement and everybody kept it moving. Oh, Brittany Griner came out the closet. Okay.
But see, now we're here with a situation.
Yeah.
Now we face with a situation because the first time he get a hard foul, he gonna say nah because he didn't like me in the first place. Oh, see, now it kind of opens up. Now who gonna check him? Well, he didn't want to play defense on me because of my situation. So now it's kind of.
Can you imagine the first person that Jason Collins dunks on? Oh my God, they gonna beat him worse than they beat the other cat they got buffed on the season. Oh, you let such and such. Dunk on you? Oh, wow. This is, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
so it opens up a can of worms, my dude. But, again, you know, much respect to Jason Collins, man, and all of that. But I'm glad there's no pressure on me because he don't play for my team. You know what I'm saying? But even if he did or whatever, he's a teammate. You know what I'm saying? Look at it like that. However you handle it, however you deal with it, you know, because you have some people that, you know, for real, on the real side, some people that's got to kind of, like, be sympathetic. Then you have some people that's going to be really, like, don't want to be near that situation. Because remember how they did Magic Johnson? Remember how they did Magic?
Oh, yeah.
Karl Malone was like, nah.
Yeah, they're like, nah. It was, who going to D him up?
Nah, go ahead.
Go ahead. Is he sweating yet?
No doubt, my dude. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. But I just feel like it's a lot to do about nothing. Like I said earlier today, after further review, I said, you know, wake me up when it's somebody that averages 20-10. Wake me up when it's a 5-time All-Star that makes this announcement. Wake me up when that happens. You know, you could have passed missed me with this one.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I mean, you know, that's all. And we're gonna you know, keep it moving before we get in trouble. After further review, GQ Power Sports is in the building, man. 646-200-3838 is the math. I'm on the line right now, chopping it up with my man Faith Walker. Who you feel like is going to be in the finals?
Who I feel is going to be in the finals, man. You got to say the Heat going to be there. That's one. In the West. Let me see. Westbrook gone. I guess that's how, you know, that's how they, unless Durant has a Jordan moment. I mean, a couple of Jordan moments.
All right, let me hold you up. Hold that thought for a second. I got my man Hakeem Green on the line, Channel Live. What's good, my dude? Welcome to the bigger show again, man.
Yo, man, what's good? What's good? What's good? I'm happy to be here.
Yes, sir. My dude Faith Walker on the line. We were just talking about the Jason Collins situation, so I know you got some input on that, so I'm just going to let you have the floor, my dude.
Nah, man, you know, I just think, you know, it's in a way it's unfortunate that he waited till he basically doesn't have a job anymore.
We just come out,
you know what I mean? And it's like, to me, it's like a publicity stunt, you know what I mean? It's like it's taking advantage of, you know, the topic is hot topic between, equal marriage or marriage equality and that whole thing. So, you know, and it's like, you know, they did the article. Bill Clinton comes out in support. Barack Obama comes out in support. Michelle Obama comes out in support.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's heroic, all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like 313 black, innocent black people got murdered by police last year. Nobody said a word.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm just like what we choose to stand up for, and like oppression of any type is wrong. You know, we don't want people to be treated inhumanely based on anything.
That's right.
However, like, you know, I mean, I don't know how straightforward I could be on your show.
Speak to it. Just kind of like edit out the emotions. Speak to it, but
like,
edit out the curses. That's all.
Like, man, like when we talk, we talking about sex, man. Like, this dude is a hero because of the way he likes to get his off. Like, you know, I like to get mine off a certain way. He likes to get his off a certain way. It's not the same way, but essentially, we're applauding people for the way they have sex.
Right.
And that's like, come on, man. Like, we should be focusing on other things.
On other things. That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, really? Like, you know, these two people love each other. We're not talking about love. Because love should never be predicated on sex.
Mm.
So sex and love is not synonymous, not the same thing.
Right.
Sex with only people you love, no, I understand that. But
right.
sex in and of itself is not love. We're not talking about love. We're
right.
talking about how a person gets a thing off
mm-hmm.
at the end of the day. And it's like, come on, man, don't beat me in the head with it. Like, you know what I mean? If that's what you do, that's what you do. But you gonna wait till now to come out,
right.
dude? Like, what?
Right. We was just saying, Hawk, that how, you know, he picked it. You know, he kind of like, it's like a calculated move. Like you're just saying, you picked the, you know, this time you picked. Now the pressure is gonna be on these NBA owners. Who's gonna sign this dude? And he has a built-in excuse. If he doesn't get picked up, oh, they didn't pick me up because of my
right.
I made that announcement. Come on, yo. And like I was telling the brother Fave Walker, I told him, I said, well, you know, this one, you know, you could have missed me with this one. Wake me up, you know, wake me up when you get somebody that averaged 20-10.
Well,
or been in the All-Star game 5 years in a row.
What we should look at, right, is his future career in broadcasting. What's going to happen over the next year between book sales and doing everybody's interview from,
right.
you know, Good Morning America,
mm-hmm.
The Today Show, all that.
Yes, sir.
He's going to make the rounds. And in about a year or so, he's going to have his own show somewhere.
Mm.
Oh, it's a paper move. It's just a paper move. It's just a paper move.
Sterno said that he's going to make sure, he's going to make it his business that somebody signs him.
Well, and professional sports is becoming, it's all WWF right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing it more and more. And I hate to say it because, you know, I'm a sports fan. You know what
yes,
I mean?
Sir.
You know, I love my Cowboys. You know, I rock with the Heat right now. You know what I mean? I bandwagon when it comes to basketball. I ain't gonna lie. Hold on one second.
Can we get the applause button for that? Can you get the brother Hakeem Green from Channel Live the applause button? Because he said he's a band, and that's all. That's all we looking to say. So that's it.
You know, but no, let me explain why. Right?
Uh-oh.
Like, you know, I'm a Cowboy fan. I'm a Cowboy fan. Like in terms of the franchise, you know, I got caught early with the brainwashing, 78-79, that star just called me.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? So that's what that is.
Okay.
But all other sports franchises, right, not all of them, including the Cowboys, you're talking about rich white men.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know, that's what we're really talking about. You know what I mean? Like the players, they switch teams, they move around. But I can't really see, like, giving my all in support of anything that oppressive at the end of the day.
Okay.
So, you know what I mean? Like, LeBron, I'm feeling LeBron. I like the way he moves. You know, he fired the white man. Hope ain't no white people on your panel. But he fired the white man. He elevated his brothers around him. That was a big power move, so I respect that, and I'm
mm-hmm.
rocking with the Heat.
No doubt, my dude. So, I definitely appreciate your input on it. I know
yeah.
you know on your way, you're doing the show, you got it popping, but I just wanted to really get your input, my dude. I know you're going to tell it from a perspective that is going to erase all the, you know, the fluffiness and all that. We're going to get right down to the bare bones of it, my dude. That's why I really wanted to get you in, you know?
It's like, everybody's making it about a bunch of stuff that it's really not. It's like, when you get to the essence of the conversation, what are we talking about? You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like, and I like to get right to the essence of the conversation, and I like the way you framed it. Take the emotion out of it. Like,
right.
take the emotion out of it. Like, what are we really talking about?
Right.
And when you look at it that way, put things in a clearer perspective.
Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and again, man, like I said, it's no disrespect to Jason Collins, because I don't know him as a person. Personally, I don't know him. But it's just kind of like if it was a situation where, you know, how come you couldn't do it over the All-Star break? You know, it's the same difference. Because it's not like, you know, you're this dude that's going to affect it. You're affecting the game. You're not even a player who affects the game, my dude. And I'm not
right.
criticizing him. I'm just keeping it 100,000. That's all.
Right.
You average 3 points for your career. Okay, he's been in the league 11 years. Okay, he averaged 3 points. Okay, so like that speaks to your athletic ability and what you're doing. Okay,
can I throw something out there?
Go ahead, go ahead.
Like keeping it 100, 100, right?
Yes, sir.
Like, we know how dirty, how nasty it gets the more you move up the financial echelon.
Mm-hmm.
You get access to certain things. You get to see certain things, right?
Mm-hmm.
It would not surprise me if there was a huge percentage of professional athletes who were gay. Mm-hmm. And that among certain circles, it's known. Like, it's not even a big deal.
Right.
Like, if when the superstar, when that superstar athlete does come out,
right,
it's going to be a snowball effect, right? Mm-hmm. It's going to be a bunch of folks that just, like, overnight come out the closet, and it's not going to be really that big of a deal.
Right.
Because it's kind of already expected anyway.
He's probably just a fall guy. He's probably just a fall guy for another big name to come out.
The guinea
pig. When it does happen.
To test the waters, to put the toe in the water, to see what the reaction is going to be.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, my first initial reaction to it was, so what? That was my first initial, like, okay, what is that? Okay, what are you telling me this for? What is right. Where are you going? What does this mean? What am I supposed to do with this? You know what I'm saying? So, like, but he reaped the benefits from it. Okay, you know. And again, I don't want nobody thinking that somebody's a homophobe or we don't like. No, that's not the case. Erase that. Take that out the equation. We're looking at it for what it is, from a purely bottom up level. We're not looking at it we're not looking down on the guy because of his sexual orientation. Nah. Because even before he made this announcement, 48 hours ago, last week, he was a bum as far as basketball players is concerned.
He was a bum.
He's a bum. He's still a bum. But now he's going to be like, oh, I'm a bum because I'm gay. No. And that's the crutch that he needs to get off, and that's the crutch that the NBA owners are going to have to deal with. Because if somebody don't step up to the plate and say, okay, we're going to sign him, put him on the end of our bench, okay, oh, now the NBA is against, gays and this. No. So I think that the timing was a little bit, messed up for it. You know what I mean? The intent was, the intent was to make a statement, which you made a statement. You definitely made a statement. But, at the end of the day, who's going to really benefit by it? And now you just got a built-in excuse. They didn't sign me because I made my announcement. Come on, son.
Check this out, right? Did you see the Sports Illustrated cover?
Yeah, I saw it.
You saw it? Did you see the caption? Like what it said? Do you remember the caption? It said, 34 years old, black male, and gay.
Mm.
Oh.
What is...
What is
being gay? Why is that being like? Why is black male and being gay like? Why is that? I mean, we know you're black. You're on the front cover of magazine.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
We know you're black.
That's right.
Why have to frame it like that?
Right. It says on the cover of Sports Illustrated. It's out. It says in big big letters. It says exclusive, the gay athlete. Right. And then it has a quote. I didn't set out to be the first openly gay athlete in a major American team sport, but since I am, I'm happy to start the conversation. The conversation been started, fam.
Right, word. That's the same thing I said. You're not starting anything. Conversation been started. What are you talking about?
So again, I'm glad that we have platforms like After Further Review, man, where we can really get to the genesis of it, man. Instead of just glossing over it and giving all this applause. No, we gonna call it like it really is. You know what I'm saying? We know that, and again, because we know how it gets sometimes. Because they take stuff out of context and say, oh, okay, you don't like this, but no, I didn't like you before yesterday, because I thought you was good. You and your brother. Because he got a twin brother. All types of, oh, well, he's a twin and all. I don't want to hear all that. That you could miss me with that. I've got nothing to do with that. All I know is that you interrupted my sports with this. I didn't need this. Because, like I said, when it's a person that averages 20 and 10 or somebody that's been to the All-Star game 5 years in a row, then holler at me. But this, I could have did without this. Straight like
even,
that, no disrespect.
The thing is, even if it was somebody who averaged 20 and 10, if it was LeBron James,
right?
so what?
Again, so what?
So what?
Oh, but I would have been, yo, but you a Heat fan?
That
oh, man, I'm going to let you have it.
That doesn't make him any more or less. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't make him any more. When it comes to, like, when I think of LeBron James, I think of basketball.
Yes, sir.
What I think of basketball. Mm-hmm. I don't think nothing else but basketball. That's what he is to me. So, in the realm of basketball, your sexuality has no bearing on it.
Bearing. Mm-hmm.
You got, can you play?
Right.
And who got next? Mm-hmm. When you on the court and somebody raise their hand and go, I got next, you're not going. Are you gay?
Right. That's
right. Are you
straight? Can you play? That's right.
Can you play?
Right.
So it's like, if we leave it, I think if we leave it in that space, like, everybody's protected. But when certain folks make it an issue to promote it and push it, and it's like, come on, man.
Right.
Like, come on.
Yes,
and
sir. Why, you're absolutely
correct. Why do we have to make that the... Like, it's another thing that is going on, too. And I noticed it with the Tim Tebow conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Which
go
is,
ahead.
Which is similar in a way.
Mm-hmm.
In a sense that, like, and you know, it's a part of, like, the dumbing down of America, or
yes, sir,
or building mediocrity, right? And it's that old let everybody play, everybody gets a trophy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's not fair. Everybody should have a shot. No,
right,
only
right,
the best
you're
get
right.
a shot.
What
up,
man? That's right.
You're going
That's
to the
right.
joint down the street. You're going to, yeah. I'll see you in a second.
That's right, man.
Yes. Yo, hold on.
Oh, it goes down, man. It goes down, man. After further review, GQ Palace is in the building, man. 646-200-3838. We got a live one tonight. I got my man, Hakeem Green, Channel Live. You know,
yes,
Faith Walker. You still with us, my dude?
Yes, sir. Yes,
oh,
sir.
Yeah, we're going to touch on some more topics before it's done. You know what I mean? But I just really wanted to get that, say what we got to say on that, and really, really keep it moving. I really don't, you know, would rather not discuss it no more after tonight, man.
Wow.
Because I don't feel like it's really, 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 you know, worthy for, you know, our time to even, you know, talk about it when there's so much stuff going on in sports right now besides that. But I did want to cover it, you know, talk to it, you know, and then leave it alone. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hey, listen, I'm gonna hop off, fellas. I appreciate the time.
Hey, Hot man, I appreciate you, my dude. I'm gonna talk to you soon, my dude. Appreciate you for taking some time with us, man.
That's love, man. Can I just shout out my Twitter, HAKIMGREN. Hit me up on Twitter, y'all.
Hakeem Green, Channel Live. I got you, my dude. Have a good show tonight, fam.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's what it is. If you didn't get that, it's HAKEEMGREN. I think that's what he said at Twitter. That's my man, Hakeem Green, Channel Live. You know what it is. All we do is smoke madism and all that. But yeah, man. So it's crazy, man. Like Hakeem said, it's you know, are we getting soft? Are we, you know, trying, you know, in our haste to involve everybody and make it fair and this and that? And that, are we kind of like, you know, lowered our standards? You know.
A little leaven's the whole lump, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, that's what it is all about. And I just think it's a strategic move because 42 is out, the movie, Jackie Robinson. And, I mean, a lot of people's upset about that. So, I mean, you know, a lot of people's upset, and I just think it was a move that he didn't make by himself.
Right.
I just
think
move he didn't make by himself. I think it was very strategically. I think his contract might be up, and he's thinking about other ventures. Has nothing to do with his sexuality, but I just think he's thinking about long term. He's like, I'm gonna give me a talk show, like I said, talk show, advertisement, all of that. I mean, they're gonna celebrate him. You know, his organization's gonna celebrate him, and it's gonna be like that.
Okay, no doubt. So I think that, you know, we did our little Jason Collins situation and we talked about it. We touched on it or whatever. And I think after that, to me, I don't want to even be bothered with it anymore. We're going to get a score update right quick. Denver Nuggets 41, Golden State 29, 9 minutes left in the first half. Game 5 out in Denver. Shout out to Sacramento, California, man. I really was...
you know, under the impression that Seattle was going to get them a basketball team again, man. And I think they were like, you know, they were like, you know, they had nine fingers in the water, and all of a sudden at the last minute, man, you know, the board advised that the team should stay in Sacramento. So no doubt, respect to Sacramento. And
you
Seattle
know gonna be singing JJ Fad Supersonic again.
Hey, but I just think there should be an NBA franchise in Seattle. I believe that there should be an NBA franchise in Seattle. That fan base is crazy. You know what I mean? And they didn't, you know, and it was a reason why they didn't let the team colors and all of that go with them to Oklahoma City. Okay, because they knew that they was going to get a team sooner or later. So now the next team that's up the bat is the Milwaukee Bucks. Are they going
to
stay in Milwaukee? I don't know about that one either, because I was talking to somebody and they were like, well, the Toronto Raptors might be the next team to leave. Toronto ain't going nowhere. They already took Grizzlies out of Vancouver.
Money.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Now, Canada want that team. Canada want that.
Yeah. They already took the Grizzlies and moved them down to Memphis, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, I just, you know, like you said and like the brother said, it's a financial thing at the end of the day. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So whatever's making those cash registers, you know, go cha-ching and all of that, and that's what it is. But yeah, man, I just think that you know, we talked about it and let everybody else say what they got to say. And, you know, people are real sensitive now. But I speak my mind, man. Hard body karate. I speak to it. And, you know, I don't mean to offend nobody, you know what I mean? Because sometimes it gets a little hectic, you know. But it is what it is, you know. Who's your football team, my dude?
You know, I'm a Patriot head, man. You know,
oh.
Straight Boston. Straight Boston, everything. I'm a Patriot head, man.
Okay. So who'd you pick up in the draft?
You know what? I didn't even have a chance because it was just being so consumed by that Geno Smith thing. You know, the Geno Smith and all of that stuff.
Oh, yeah. You see he fired his agents because he thought he was going to be the number one pick? What's wrong with that, though?
I didn't even – you know what? Honestly, I didn't even hear that, man. I mean,
yeah,
I heard
let me tell you. Let me tell you, my dude. Geno Smith got rid of all his agents because he thought he was going to be the number one pick. The Kansas – let me break it down for you right quick. The Kansas City Chiefs had the number one pick. They just traded for Alex Smith. So what made Geno Smith think that he was gonna, you know, be the number one pick? And is Geno Smith really that good? I think his stock went down. His stock went down. EJ Manuel's stock went down. A lot of them quarterback stock went down. So what gave Geno Smith the impression that he was gonna be a number one pick?
Well, when he started running his mouth to ESPN about ESPN and all Sports Weekly talk about they ain't never show him no love and all of that stuff. Once he made that move, the people who have influence over the draft, the sports writers, those who you know, flags and all of that. Once he did that move, that pretty much, you know, put him to rest on that. Because a lot of league owners, they're like, no, we ain't gonna touch him because he has a problem with his mouth. So now he fired his agent because. Now he was in the top pick. Now it's clearly that he has a problem with pride.
Right.
Now he has a problem with pride. So now any GM, they're going to be like, nah. You know, we can't put too much stock in him. Let's see what he do first, how he going to behave before we throw the big dollars at him. He's going to have to play.
You see where he ended up, right?
Well, where he ended up?
With the Jets.
Oh, my goodness. Hey, listen, that's a bonfire.
And the Jets, the Jets got rid of Tim Tebow, and they got five quarterbacks going to camp. Five.
So where Tebow end up at? Where Tebow went at?
He's just twisting the wind right now.
Well, he's twisting the wind.
He got put on waivers. Nobody picked him up off waivers. So,
but they said nobody want that circus show. They said nobody want that
it's
circus.
It's a circus that comes with Tim Tebow. But you know what though? Let me put you up on this. I don't know if you heard about it, but remember the USFL, like when Herschel Walker and all of that. Yo, that's coming back.
Oh my god.
The USFL is coming back in March of 2014. So, you know, it might be a spot open for him on the USFL team.
You know, but, you know, the situation with Tim Tebow, everybody's saying how the Jets, you know, the Jets did him dirty, and the Jets didn't do Tim Tebow dirty. Tim Tebow did Tim Tebow dirty. But a simple fact, he couldn't beat Mark Sanchez out for a job. Miss Lavina could beat Mark Sanchez out for the job. She could be quarterback of the Jets. Can we ring the bell for that? There you go.
But see, I got to give it to you now because Tim Tebow, I mean, they already had signed Mark Sanchez to that contract.
Yes,
so
sir.
They wasn't about to sign him to that contract. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, send him on,
and
the
then
bench.
Sit him on the bench.
That would have been an unwise business decision. That would have been
sir.
An unwise business decision. So mm-hmm. We already know when they started the season that he was going to be back and forth, wildcat, fullback,
mm-hmm.
playing
mm-hmm.
this
That's
and
right.
that and third. So
yes,
we already knew that going in.
Mm-hmm.
We already
yeah.
knew that going in. So Tim Tebow, he had an option, but when Denver came to him after that season, stock was up, he said, where you want to go? He said, mm-hmm. I want to go to the Jets. He mm-hmm. could have gone to Jacksonville.
He would have been
to
home and all that. Yeah, that's right. That would have been the best.
He'd have been home and all of that. Mm-hmm. Now, Jacksonville don't even want him, but somebody's going to get him because somebody's going to need the attention on their team. So somebody's going
to
get him.
They're going to need to put some people in the seats.
Yeah, exactly.
They're going to need to put some
you
people
know,
in the seats and all that. You know,
yeah, so,
but yeah, man.
Well,
if
Al Davis was alive, he'll get him.
I just think
Al Davis would have get him.
Al Davis, Al Davis would have scooped him up with the quickness. Al Davis would have scooped up Tim Tebow, Donovan McNabb, T.O. Ocho Cinco, all of them O's. He would have picked them up. Al Davis would have. And you know what? They probably would have been nice too. Al Davis was no joke. Respect Al Davis, no doubt. But
that's a
Brooklyn dude, no doubt. But yeah, man,
it's like
Hakeem said, man. The whole situation is getting, you know, the focus is so much on money and how much, you know, how many seats can you fill up the stadium with. Everybody wants to have their brand. Everybody wants to be this and that and the third. What happened to the on the field action between the lines?
Mm.
What happened to that? You know, it's now a situation where you can't really speak your mind and how you feel about things just because you're on TV. Because that's how I always want to envision my situation like this with a sports talk situation. Why I gotta wear a suit and tie to talk sports? We don't wear suits and ties in the barbershop when we talk to sports.
Oh no.
We don't wear suits and ties in the sports bar when we talk to sports. So that's what we represent, and I appreciate you calling, my dude. You know what I mean? And that's what we bring to the table right now, where we can talk freely, represent our team, you know what I mean,
oh,
and
yeah.
bring that sports knowledge to the table. And for people who are not really up on it like that, they can learn something.
Yeah.
They can glean something from our conversation, and that's what I hope to, you know, accomplish with, you know, GQ Palace after further review, my dude. And people say, well, you know, I don't know nothing about sports. Yes, you do. Because you beat that clock to get to work every day. Stop playing. That's the first thing I tell people. I don't know. Yes, you do. You try to beat that light. When you drive the car on that light, you try to beat that light, don't you? You got to catch that train or how do you do, you know, whatever you do. Everything is sports.
Yeah, you're playing. Yeah. You're playing the game right there.
You're playing the game right there. So, you know, this and because of the situations between the lines and have certain rules to it and things of that nature, and it's no different from what you do every day. Making sure your family's eating at night, making sure everybody's safe, worrying about your kids when they're not in your sight and things of that nature. It's a game. It's sports.
That's right.
And that's what we try to bring to the table, my dude. And we try to keep it, you know, keep it fun at the same time while we're keeping it from in a realistic perspective. We're not talking no fantasy island type stuff. We don't do that over here. Bunch of pitches and all that. We don't do that. You know, I like to talk to people that have some, you know, interesting that can bring a perspective to the table. You know what I mean? That's it.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know what's going on with Geno Smith. And it's like nowadays these athletes feel like you owe them something.
Oh, yeah, because
they're
getting spoiled in college.
Yeah.
They're getting spoiled in college and everything.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's getting to the point now that, I mean, the schools are making so much money, they're going to end up, I mean, the players are going to end up making money soon because they're looking at the schools closely like, hold up, look at all these jerseys y'all selling, and it's my number.
And my cousin or somebody take me out to get a cheeseburger, now I'm in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So again, the playing field is definitely not level. It's definitely not level. It's always it's in like Hakeem said, and without offending nobody, you know, shout out to the listeners, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody and all that. 646-200-3838 is the math. Press 1 to get it on the conversation. It's not us at the end of the day that's signing them checks, the million-dollar checks that's bouncing, you know, moving from city to city, building these stadiums, you know, and all that. That's not us doing that. All we're doing is playing them between the white lines, making sure we win, making sure we put fannies in the seats so them checks can get cashed, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Without saying what it really is, okay?
They'll compromise everything. They'll compromise everything just to get people in the seats. They'll do it at anybody's expense just to get people in the seats. That's what it is. It's a business.
Yes, sir.
It's becoming sports entertainment. It's no longer sports. I mean, even in football, they're taking the hitting out of football.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're just throwing the football right now.
You're just throwing
the football right now, and I mean, even in basketball, it just becoming entertainment. It's no longer sports no more. You can't hit. You can't. You know. If you go to the basket, dude, just going. I just sat there and watched Kevin Durant don't go for four rockets. I mean, he's just walking through the lane. You know, but if that been back in the Piston days, he'd have had a broke nose.
He would have
been elbow.
He'd have been picking up his teeth out the front row. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
That's right,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, Lane Bell would have went upside his head and everything. But, I mean, that's the way the league is right now. I mean, it's, you know, people going to stop watching, and then another league is going to get developed, just like you said, with the football, you know, the USFL coming back. Another league will end up coming back for the NBA. When Dr. J and them used to play. They're going to end up, you know, dudes going to end up going to the Harlem Globetrotters. Watch that tape.
What's your situation? What do you feel about the situation with Dwight Howard? I know we going back, but what do you think about with Dwight Howard, man? How do you feel about that?
Man, Dwight Howard, man. If I was Dwight Howard, would I stay in L.A.? I absolutely would, and I'll tell you why. I would stay in L.A. because Kobe's on his way out. So now, you know, you watch the interview with Kobe. Kobe was like, yo, I'm going to invite Dwight to the house. I'm going to talk to him. We can watch cartoons together. You know, we're going to kick it. And I'm like, Kobe, y'all ain't on it like that. You know you on the clock officially, Kobe. I mean, let's be clear.
Right.
You know you officially on the clock now. You know the chances of you coming back being a Mamba right now, you a garden lizard right now. So, I mean, you really know that you're on the clock. So now you're trying to say, okay, Dwight, I'm going to be nice to Dwight so he won't go to Mr. Buss and tell him to get me out of there so he could be the man. You know what I mean? Dwight is already the man. So now Laker fans are being real happy. So what Dwight should do, he should stay. He really should stay. I mean, he really should stay because he could really assert himself as one of the all-time greats, but they need to put some help around him. They need to get rid of Nash. They need to get rid of Gasol. They need to get rid of everybody and just keep Dwight and just start back over and build around them. Get some young legs in there. Get a point guard. If I was them, I'd try to do a three-way trade or something, bring a point guard in or something, you know, that can pass him the ball. You know, you don't need no other big man down there. Just get you some young guns and just make it work like that.
Yes, sir. No doubt. That's what it is, man. They're gonna work it out. Hopefully, you know what I mean. And it's not gonna be another. Next year is not gonna be like this year. I can say that much. Being a not gonna say a Laker hater, but a Laker not liker. How can I put? Does that make sense? I hate the Lakers, but I don't like them.
I like them for what they represent in history, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I'm not a Laker fan. But
right.
I mean, you know, Dwight. I mean. He's not like a Shaq. He's not like a Shaq or Hakeem Olajuwon or Patrick Ewing. He ain't cut from that cloth.
Right.
He's not cut from that cloth. He's almost kind of like on the soft end of things. It's easy to be a dominant big man when you ain't got Ewing, you know, busting you in the head or or got these old school cats, David Robinson and stuff like that. I mean, he's literally. Only center that could probably challenge him right now, if there was a center, probably Tim Duncan.
Mm-hmm.
Tim Duncan. You saw in the series what Tim Duncan was doing to him.
Mm-hmm.
He tried to push Tim around. Tim's like, man, a young
man,
get out of here.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So it's easy to be the dominant big man when there ain't nobody in the league.
That's true.
To see you back when Shaq was in his prime and all of that stuff. I mean, you caught Shaq on the tail end, you know.
Yep, that's right. Did you get a chance to watch any of the fights this past weekend?
Yeah, honestly, I didn't even know one was on. You talking about with me? You talking about Mayday, right?
Nah.
Well, you got one coming up.
That's coming up. That's this weekend. Last weekend was Zab Judah and Danny Garcia at the Barclays Center, and very good fight. Zab, you know, he represented the whatever, you know what I mean? And he gave Danny Garcia a good fight. He wants to get a rematch with Danny Garcia. I don't even know if Danny Garcia want to give him a rematch. That fight was a real good fight. It's been a lot of good fights lately, man. Like the last month, you know, been, you know, every Saturday night, man, it's been fights, and the fight's been real good. But, this Saturday night is Mayweather against Robert Guerrero. And how do you see that coming? How do you see that fight ending up?
Well, I mean, you got to go with the legend right now. You got to go with Mayweather until Mayweather prove you wrong. Mm. You got to go with Mayweather. I mean, you just got to go with him because he got the heart. He got the heart of a champion, and I mean, he's really swift with the hands and everything. And I mean, I just really think it's unfortunate what happened with Manny Pacquiao because now nobody really want to see the fight no more because Manny's stock just went tremendously down. So nobody really don't want to see that no more. So now everybody's like, okay, who could really come and really challenge Mayweather? Because Mayweather's like, man, I thought Manny had my number. Come to find out, Manny don't even have his own number. So you know, it just didn't work out. And what boxing is finding out right now is that. What they're finding out right now with boxing is that everybody during the height of boxing, everybody was out for the money, and it really killed the sport. So people just really turned to football and basketball when boxing was at its height because everybody became money hungry and everything. And now most of the guys that's fighting right now, you don't even know these dudes and stuff
that's
like
right.
that. So what they need to do is get back to the basics, putting it on Friday night, Saturday night, putting it on through the week like they used to do back in the old days.
Yes,
sir. Give people a chance to examine
everybody.
Yeah.
2 and 3 times.
Give people a chance.
You know?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
No doubt, man. we're in right now. We just chopping it up real style right now, man. I'm in my man, Faith Walker, man, no doubt. And it's going down. GQ Palace, after further review, we here, man. 646-200-3838. Tuesday night vibe. NBA playoffs is popping off. NHL playoffs is popping off. I don't know how much you are into baseball. I just want to touch on that for a few minutes. Yankees up 4-0 over Houston Astros. Mets up 1-0 over Miami Marlins. I just feel like again, man, this thing is turning into it's getting away from you know what happens between the lines, and now it's more focus and attention is being placed you know on what happens in the front office. You know, and like you said, you know, people are going to get tired of that. The real, you know, the real sports fans like ourselves, we're going to get tired and frustrated because it's gotten away. The attention and the focus has gotten away from the game. Everything else except the game. You know,
and
you know, once you get frustrated, once you lose, and once you lose that, you know, and then you want to, you know, rub our faces in the wound by having these stupid lockouts. And having these, you know, having these situations go on where it hurts the bottom line, and then at the end of the day, when you realize that your season might be gone, then you're gonna say, okay, we're gonna come to the table, we're gonna have a 40-game season, a 50-game season, because you're not losing all the money. You might lose some of the money, but they're not gonna lose all the money because they got too much to lose. So like you said, and like Hakeem said, it's turning into wrestling.
Oh yeah, that's what it is.
You know?
And you know what? Wrestling is getting paid.
yeah, Vince McMahon, I don't know how he, I don't know what he's been doing this for. Blames, my dude. I remember watching wrestling on Channel 9 at midnight after the horse races at my grandmother's house. But, it's 2013 and he's still rocking. Vince McMahon
getting
got the
paid.
Best thing going right now. The WWE. You got it going on right now. You know?
And
that's what sports is turning into. You know?
Oh, yeah.
At least we could say, well, I'm going to go watch a game. You know what I mean? I'm going to watch my Knicks or I'm going to watch my Celtics or whatever. At least I know I'm going to see some real competition. Right now, you don't know what you're looking at. The referees is violent.
You really don't know.
You know, the referees is making all these crazy calls. And they come to find out the referees is getting paid off of the game. What is going on? What is
I
really
mean, everything is just a money scheme. I mean, even not to cut you.
No,
but,
go ahead, dude. Go ahead.
I think the thing is, even when Ray Lewis came out and said he was retiring, and then I mean, Ray Lewis is my dude. I mean,
yes,
he's my dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm a Ray Lewis fan. I like him, like his speech, motivational speaking, all that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think when he came out and said that, it's kind of suspect to me that all of a sudden they went all the way to the. You know,
the Super Bowl.
And then I go back and I do the whole analyzation on Jerome Bettis. Remember what Jerome Bettis said he was going to retire, and then what happened? The Steelers win. And I mean, everybody who comes out like that, it's just like they make it into a fairy tale. And I'm like, okay, it's not a coincidence now.
Right, it's
not a coincidence. So I mean, you gotta really look at that. You gotta really look at that. Every time somebody come out and say I'm retiring, Michael Strahan, the Tiki Barber, and all that. They say I'm retiring. Giants win the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's your big blue.
That's right. And then they'll blow it up and they'll say, well, could this be so and so's last game? And you know, so and so's last game. And you know what I mean? Again, you're right. You're absolutely 150% right. You are absolutely correct, my dude. They try to turn it
like my Patriots, right? Like, how they lose that game? I still don't understand how they lost that game. Out of all the games they lost that one, and they were just like heavily favored to win. But
which one are you talking about?
The one they got knocked out of the playoffs. Like, they were heavily favored. I think they played the, what's the team? Was it Baltimore?
Was it this season?
Yeah, the season just passed. The team that knocked out my Patriots, I think it was either Baltimore or Denver, one of them.
Let me see. Oh, man, let me see.
They knocked out the Patriots.
I'm not a Patriot dude. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. You know what I'm saying? But I'm checking it right now, my dude. I'm going to check it right now for you. Let me see. Who beat the Patriots in the playoffs?
Well, Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneer fan. Go ahead. Laugh at me. Go ahead. Get your giggle on. Go ahead.
Wait a minute. Mayor.
Huh?
Mayor, you following Darrell Revis?
Yeah. No, I'm following Darrell Revis. I follow him now because he's a member of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers family. That's right. My worry is about my quarterback. My quarterback stinks, you know. Josh Freeman stinks. But yeah, Baltimore knocked you out last year.
Yeah, Baltimore. I kind of figured that. Yeah. Well, you know, shout out to Buffalo. Buffalo or Baltimore, whatever it is.
But yeah,
I don't like that.
Yeah, but I just feel like, again, like with my Tampa Bay Buccaneers, man, I've been following Tampa Bay Buccaneers since 1976, since they came in the league. That was my team. I rode 0-26. Our first 2 years in the league, we didn't win the game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
your jerseys was kind of suspect too.
With the pirate on it and all that. But I like Tampa Bay because they was a new team. They had the creamsicle. Yeah, the jerseys was suspect. The jerseys were suspect.
Yeah.
I used to catch a lot of flack about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
But that's my team. And
had Warren Sapp, Johnson.
Yeah. Before it was Doug Williams, and we had Steve Young at quarterback. You know what I mean? We had J.K. McKay. We had Leroy Selman, Dewey Selman. You know what I mean? So that's my team, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But again, man, you know, and we did some dirt too now. So because we could have had Bo Jackson, but I won't get into the ballistics of that. That's for another show. But that's my team, and I ride with them. No, for real, real talk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you're
a Tampa Bay head because you don't know. I mean, a lot of people don't know that Steve Young was on that team.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that.
And when they come at me, when they try to check me on what I know and my sports acumen. I have to give it to him, my dude. I have to really, really let them know what it is. I go back, you know what I mean? This is not new for me. I'm not from the Brett Favre and John Elway era. I go way back before that. When the schedule was only 12, when they only played 12 games, you know?
Wow.
Then they moved it up to 14. Then they moved it up to 16. So I go back. You know what I'm saying? So, Steve Young was on my team. Jimmy Giles was on my team. You know what I mean? My Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We lost the NFC Championship game to the Rams in 1979. We lost 9-0. That's when the Rams played the Steelers in the Super Bowl. We were supposed to play the Steelers in the Super Bowl, but I'm glad we didn't because we would have got crushed.
Wow.
The steel curtain would have gave it to us.
The steel curtain.
The steel curtain would have really put it on us, man, because we wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Tampa Bay, we wasn't ready.
Real heavy.
We wasn't ready at that time. But you know what? That's my team. I ride out with them. You know what I mean? And they even had a rule, the Burt Emanuel rule. When we played, remember, I don't know if you remember, we played the Rams in the NFC Championship game in, I think it was 1999. That's the year when the Tennessee Titans and the Rams was in the Super Bowl. The Rams.
Oh, you're talking about that 1 year? That one year.
They changed the rules. About when you know when you catch the ball and the ground is in your possession, that's called the Burt Emanuel rule. Because Burt Emanuel used to play for Tampa Bay, and that's how the referees. I'm getting heated right now. I'm just talking about it.
Wow.
It's making me mad because that's the year when the Rams had Kurt Warner and Marshall Faulk, and they was the greatest show on turf, and they was blowing everybody out. And
we was in the NFC
Championship game with them in St. Louis. And we held them in check for the whole game until the last second of the game where Kurt Warner threw that bomb to Ricky Prohl. Ricky Prohl caught a touchdown and they beat us. And the Rams went to the Super Bowl.
I could
talk about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers all week. That's my team. You know, and I'm a Yankee dude, New York Yankees all day, Syracuse basketball all day, University of Miami football all day. You know what I'm saying? And that's just how it is. Man, I'm
still a Miami fan? You still a Miami fan?
University of Miami?
You still a Miami fan?
Miami football? Yeah, I'm still a Miami fan. Even though they tried to play us out with this, with the NCAA don't know what they want to do. They want to give us all these penalties and stuff. Then they want to turn around and change their mind. Do what they do. And the NCAA is the biggest crooks of all. They don't know what they want to do with Miami.
Oh, nah.
As a Miami fan, in the back of my mind, I used to think, like, dang, it's like 20 years in a row, they winning. They in the top five, 20 years in a row, and this is a college team. You're supposed to, go through it and then come back, go through it and come back. No, Miami never dropped. Miami always was there. Even when we had Gino Toretta and Dennis Erickson was the coach. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
We still was winning championships. Yeah, I go back. Even when we had them, we still was winning. I don't know how, but you know how we was doing it, though? Look at all the NFL rosters. I bet you on every NFL roster, there's a guy from the University of Miami on it. Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Quentin Portis. Jeremy Shockey.
Yeah.
The list goes on and on. So, I just was on it. I was down with the University of Miami from 84 when we beat Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. So that's how far back I go with them. You know what I mean? And
wow.
I'm a Syracuse dude, Syracuse basketball forever, for life. Syracuse basketball. Jim Boeheim is my man. And they even try to play us out the last couple of years we've been going through it. You know, with the Fad Mello, with the school stuff, and then, Sutherland. So everybody has their turn to go through it, I guess, my dude. This is a fact of life, right. I guess. You know? But, yeah, man, I'm a sports dude, man, and I go hard with it. I like to have conversations, beyond the obvious, you know what I mean?
And
things of that nature. So, so now you're a Patriot fan, so we can talk about this Tuck rule. I've been waiting to get it. and they did away with the Tuck rule. It ain't no more Tuck rule. So,
well, you ain't taking the championship back, so how about that?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. You can't have that back.
It's a wrap on that. You ain't taking our title back, talking about because y'all did away with the rule. I mean, that just goes to show how bird-brainish the NFL is because they should have came out. I mean, if it's not valid now, it shouldn't have been valid when it was snowing. When it was snowing and we was playing the Raiders, it shouldn't have been. I mean, you can't do it like that. But you know, shout out to the Tuck rule. It was
shout out to the Tuck rule. That's right. Shout out to the Tuck rule, man. It happens, and you know the rest is history, man. They went on and did what they had to do, and then it came up to the little Spygate situation, and then It is what it is. Everybody goes through something. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
But see, now they go, now when people talk about the Patriots, like, yo, all them championships, but that first one, see, the Tuck rule, you know what I'm saying? The Tuck rule gone now. You know what I'm saying? You're going to have to get that back. So now every Patriot fan is going to have to live with the fact, like, yo, man. So now the first championship is not valid because of the Tuck rule?
No, I wouldn't take it to that. I wouldn't take it to that extreme and say that all your champions is valid. No doubt, you earned them joints. You know what I'm saying? But this is the point of the matter where you might have got a little bit of help along the way. But it's all good.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Yeah, again, but you know, like you say, it is what it is. You're not going to give the championships back, and you don't have to, because as a Yankee fan, man, listen, where should I begin? Jeffrey Meyer. It's so much stuff that the Yankees got away with, and I'm gonna say it, they got away with it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
So I'm not
giving you no World Series championship back. You can hang that up.
Yeah, it start with S and end with D. Steroids.
Yeah. Yeah, but yeah, man, it's just crazy. Like you said, how you know, sports has turned into a reality show, and it's entertainment. Like you said, it's entertainment. It's not about the competition of the what goes on between the lines anymore. You know what I mean? So yeah, man. Give us a little background on who you rock with, what your teams rock with, and you know what your situation and perspective is as far as sports, man. Because again, man, it goes down to here, man. My usual call is you know, I don't know, they watching the games or they reading the Jason Collins article or what, but it's going down. But I'm glad that you're hanging out with. This is how it goes down, man. Every Tuesday, man. You know what I'm saying? So again, so you said you like the Celtics, and who else you like?
I like the Celtics. I'm not a Heat fan. Mm-hmm. You know, shout out to Hakeem. I know you're rocking with the Heat, but I'm not a Heat fan. I'm saying at the East, I would have to say like Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like Indiana. I'm looking at the Bulls closely. I'm just, you know, they got to be consistent because, you know, Boozer, I'm just kind of looking at Boozer and see if he's going to, you know, get fed up.
Step up,
being
right.
Underrated. It just break through. It just really break through. But I got to say, either the Bulls or Indiana, you know, people stop talking about Indiana now, you know, but, you know, that's what I see coming out of the East, and I'm, you know, and the Spurs probably out the West. The Spurs probably out the West unless somebody can challenge the Spurs.
Okay. All right. So you like the Pacers even though they don't have Danny Granger.
Well, I'm looking at them, man. But I would like for the Bulls to do something. I think the team that could really challenge possibly the Heat could be the Bulls. Strangely,
mm-hmm.
I mean, people might say, well, how is that without Derrick Rose? But they got. But you don't know. I mean, any one of their dudes can get high in any game.
Right.
And I mean, I think a good matchup could be like the Bulls and New York. I think the Bulls in New York, that would be a good game. You know what I'm saying? If it happens,
mm-hmm.
it could be a good game because they're really even. But I think Carmelo just really chipping toward New York because he's a pure scorer. I mean, he's just nothing but a pure scorer. And the Bulls don't have a pure scorer. They just have a bunch of they got like that Voltron thing going on. Each one got their own punch.
Mm-hmm.
When they come together, they just make it happen.
Right.
It reminds
you
of the old Detroit Pistons with Ben Wallace and Tyshawn Prince and all of
right.
that.
Right, and all of them. That's right. So, as far as now it's about to get real serious. Now I gotta sit down and all that. I'm at work, man. So bear with me. Tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden, 34th and 7th. Got the Knicks in the building. Got the green and white in the building. What do you see happening, man? Real talk, man. And
what
you don't have to and do you, man. You know, it's just a bunch of people listening. You know, do
okay,
you?
I see your energy right now. All right, I'm trying to come in the door. All right, but I see Boston coming in like this. I see KG probably having like 17 points.
Mm-hmm.
17 points. I see Paul Pierce probably knocking down probably about 3 threes. I think they will come out the gate pretty hard. I think the defense will lock down. The thing is, that third quarter, can they really just hang in there in that third quarter? Because one thing about Boston, the third quarter, if they still with you at that third quarter, then in the fourth quarter, they're just going to completely lock it down. That's how they used to do when Rondo was healthy, when they had Kendrick Perkins. Like, they will really just hang there with you and just grind you out, and by the time the fourth quarter comes in, you all spent out. Because you're trying to drive through the middle, and you got Perk there and all of that, but you don't have that no more. We don't have that no more, and they real
small. So you got Jason Terry right now, who just he's getting high. He's really starting to assert himself. He's starting to remind me of that old Jet that was in Dallas.
Yeah, I'm gonna say that the really Dallas Mavericks flashbacks. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he having that. You know, he's firing up that old 747, and he's taking off with one last spin around. So I mean, he's doing his thing, and Avery Bradley. I mean, he's got promise, but he's young, and he make rookie mistakes. So he's young and make rookie mistakes. So I just really think Boston, they'll come out strong because they really, like you said, they really don't have nothing to lose. At this
That's
point,
right.
They really don't have nothing to lose, and so I just really think they're gonna bring it. And like I said, if they win, then you New York got a problem. If they win tomorrow, New York got a problem because then Boston smell blood. They be like, you know what? They didn't knock us out. We took your best punch, and we still here. All right, let's go. So now, you know, it's gonna be a grind out. Now, if it's a grind out, if it just go the whole series, now I mean, you know, the young legs, it have to be the young legs versus the old legs. Can the old legs hold up? And if they happen to make it past New York, then they'll probably get knocked out the next round because they'll be exerting so much energy.
Right. But man, listen, if the Celtics come back and beat the Knicks, man, a lot of these Knicks fans gonna have to move out of town, man.
It's like
up here? I'm telling you, man. These people that they put the cart before the horse, my dude. You know, even before when the season was starting, when the Knicks went 7-0, the Knicks gonna win the championship. Da 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 da. This and that. The Knicks. No, the season just started. Let the season get some games under their belt. You know what I'm saying? Not taking nothing away from the Knicks, but this is what you expect from the Knicks. Now, this is my perspective about tomorrow night. If it gets down to tomorrow night with 5 minutes left in the game and the Knicks are down by 6 or 7 points, it's going to be a problem.
Yeah,
it's going to be a very big problem. Because if you notice, my dude, the games that the Knicks won, they've been kind of like essentially, you know, wire to wire. You know what I mean? They, you know, they hold the Celtics to like 8 points in the, you know, fourth quarter, eight points in the fourth quarter, another game. So what happened to, you know, what happened to that? You know, they got to get back to that. And I'm not trying to hear that J.R. Smith stuff. The Knicks don't need J.R. Smith to win. Okay?
Yeah.
So it's just that and coming from a true school, been back in the day head, man, the last one, and you know this too, the last game is the hardest one to get.
Yeah.
The last one is the hardest one. You could go 3-0 and all that good stuff right there, but when it's time to get that closeout game, my dude, now the pressure's on you.
Yeah.
Okay?
Because now everybody in New York is screaming, close it out, close it out,
close it out, close it out, close it out.
And you seal the deal.
And
don't be like, you know, throwing a celebration. We knocked off Boston. We knocked off Boston. And then now, see, if you make it past Boston, because I'm not even going to voice you doing that yet till it ain't over till it's over.
Right.
So if you make it past Boston, now you got young legs waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
So now
you're not going against old men. You're not going against young men. You're going against, you know, hungry youngins.
That's right. And that's why it's important for, you know, no disrespect, it's important for the Knicks to close it out. Because Miami's already chilling. They already rested. They rested up. You know what I mean? Because they handled their business. You know what I mean? So if the Knicks want to consider themselves as that type of squad, as that type of team, then you got to do what you got to do. Don't let it get to 5 games, then 6 games, and then give me a whole bunch of excuses about what you could have did and what you should have did.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, and that's what I try to impart on people. Be a realistic. It's nothing wrong with being a fan and riding for your team. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't get it twisted. But be realistic about it. That's all. That's all it is, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, like, you know, people are saying the Knicks won the first 3 games. Oh, it's going to be a sweep. It's going to be easy. I was telling anybody who would listen, no, it's not going to be easy. Oh, Mayor, you don't know what you're talking about. How you going to play the Knicks? I'm not playing the Knicks out nothing. I've been watching the Knicks for over 25 years. I'm used to this. Okay, so I haven't seen a title since I was 7 years old. Everybody loves the Knicks. They never won. The Knicks did win. The Knicks won in 1973. That's right, 1973. Okay, so it's been that long. So I suffered through Patrick Ewing missing the layup in Game 7. Start scoring 2-for-18 in Game 7. You know what I mean? My day, I still go back to 85 when we got Patrick Ewing in the draft. That's like one of my best
moments. But you know what? A lot of Knicks fans, they don't even talk about none of that. You know what? One of the things they talk about a lot. Hey, yo, you remember that dunk Stark did on Jordan?
Yeah, it was on Jordan and Grant. I had the poster. I just took the poster down about 6 years ago.
Oh wow!
That was my saving grace right there. Anytime somebody would talk to me about the Bulls or beating the Knicks, I said, "Remember when Starks booked it on Michael Jordan and Grant? He booked it on Jordan and Grant. That's, you know what I mean? That's all I had. That's all." And you know, the fights when, you know, Van Gundy was hanging on to his knee, and when who was that? I think it was Charles Smith. He was swinging at Danny Ferry, and he bust Jeff Van Gundy in the head. And, you know, them was the days. You know what I mean? And Allen used to hit the shot in Miami. And if he would have missed that shot, we wouldn't have went to the finals when we had Latrell Sprewell.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So we're kind of like due. You know what I mean? But we got to earn it, my dude. Ain't nothing going to come easy. The Celtics is not going to be an easy out. I'm telling you.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Reggie Miller.
Shout out to you. Nah. Reggie Miller.
You're going to
make me turn your mic off, son.
don't mute me.
Reggie Miller pushed off on John Starks, man. But hey, man. Hey, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Hey,
that's the stuff that I got to suffer through being a Knicks fan. Okay, and you know, people always say, you know, Mayor, why are you always being hard body on Patrick Ewing? I used to be like, Patrick Ewing always used to, you know, the back page of the Daily News is like, Patrick Ewing, give me the damn ball. I want the ball. Give me the ball. When they give you the ball, what you do with it? Instead of throwing it down and doing one of the monster dunks, you trying to lay up like you're a point guard, and the ball hit off the back.
What injury killed Patrick Ewing's career?
Huh?
What injury killed Patrick Ewing's career?
The Achilles joint. The back of the leg joint.
The same thing Kobe got.
Yeah,
the same thing Kobe got right now.
Right. Yes, sir, man. And shout out to Patrick Ewing, man. That's my dude for life, hard body and all that. But come on, you let me down a lot, my dude. We should have had at least one ring, at least. Jordan was in our way.
Jordan killed all that.
Yeah, Jordan
killed all that.
In.
He killed all
their dreams. Them years that Jordan was gone, we should have got. But we let Houston. Houston was housing when Jordan was gone. Houston won titles.
Yeah,
they were
back
to back.
That's when
Sam Cassell and Kenny Smith and Robert Horry, they couldn't miss.
Yeah.
That was the OJ series. Remember when OJ was driving the Ford Bronco? And he was going to his mother's house or something, and they put the game in the corner. Oh man, are you serious? I'm sitting there watching the finals. I'm happy. You can't tell me nothing. I'm chilling. You know, I mean, got my little roll-ups or whatever, and I'm enjoying life right now. My team is in the finals. I'm watching Starks and Oakley and Mason and Ewing and Blackman and Riley get busy. You know what I'm saying? Then all of a sudden, the game is in the corner, and they're showing this white Bronco driving down the doorway. I'm like, what is this? So I turn the channel. It's on every single channel, son. It was on channel 13. It was on channel 11. It was on I was like, what is this? So how come you can't, you know, when he hurry up and do what he need to do so I can go back to the game? I'm dead serious. I'm trying to watch my Knicks, and you showing me O.J. Simpson. This is June 27th, 1994.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, you know, I walk around with this like an encyclopedia, my dude. This is my thing. This is what I do. I'm not a gourmet chef. I'm not an auto mechanic. I'm not a psychiatrist, a doctor, none of that. I'm a sports head, okay? And I'm having a real ball right now, and I really appreciate you for kicking it with me, man. You know what I mean? Coming through, whatever, man. You know what I'm saying? This is how we would do it if we was in a sports bar situation.
Oh yeah.
That's how we try to project it, man. Like, we just have some fun with it, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to all the listeners, man. We seen you too, man. 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get in on the conversation, man, because it goes down. But, yeah, man, for real, man, I go through my ups and downs, you know, and I've never been one of them dudes to, you know, be like, I'm going to rock with this team today and rock with that team tomorrow. I've never been with my team lose, I lose with my team. My team win, I win with my team. So I feel like if I'm a fan like that, I'm going to tell it like it is, man. If I don't think you're going to win, you're not going to win. Oh, well, how you going to be on your team like that? Nah, I'm telling you the truth.
Hmm.
You know, you bet with your head, not with your heart. You know?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Definitely.
But yeah, man, it's refreshing to see cats to just, you know, want to, you know, have conversations and be able to, you know, have, you know, give and take conversations back and forth. It's not about me hating on your team and none of that. Tell me something else about your team besides the people that you see every day. You know what I mean?
Mm.
You know, so who was the coach before, you know, Pat Riley came to Miami Heat? Oh, I don't know. So how you a fan?
Oh wow!
You know what I'm saying? How are you a fan? Well, and I'm not trying to play you out,
Van
but then
Gundy.
Again, I am. Because how are you
Van
a fan?
Gundy.
You telling me, oh well, Miami gonna do this, Miami gonna do that. When you can't name the backup point, who's the backup point guard? I don't know. Okay, and I'm even
Jay
at that.
Will.
Okay,
Jay Will. We had Jay Will down there.
Mm-hmm. They had Jay Will down there. White chocolate. So now they got the other white chocolate. Your man, the Birdman. Can't find no white on him nowhere. He all tatted up.
It is what it is. They're doing the Birdman.
Oreo and all that. You know?
Yeah. Birdman.
No doubt, man. But yeah, I go back with this, man. You know what I'm saying? And like, as far as, you know, with the Yankees or whatever, I go back with them since, like, 76. The first year I, like, started liking the Yankees, we got swept in the World Series by Cincinnati. So it wasn't a thing where, okay, the Yankees got swept in the World Series, I don't like them no more. Now, that's my team all day long. You know what I mean? And I don't never beat nobody in the head. Well, we got 26, 27 World Championships. I don't worry about that. That was 27 World Championships ago. I'm looking for number 28. You know?
Right.
And I be telling people, I tell people this year, I was like, yo, I picked the Yankees when I did my baseball picks. I picked the Yankees to finish third because everybody's hurt.
Mm.
You know what I mean? And we're old and we're hurt. And the other teams, everybody else is younger and better than us. Baltimore ain't no joke. Toronto Blue Jays got better. Even Boston added some bats. Yo, I do this, man. I should be on ESPN for real. I'm not, you know, tooting my own horn or nothing like that, but I could talk with any of them. Stephen A. ain't got nothing on me. Shout out to Stephen A. He ain't got nothing on me. For real talking to him. He ain't got nothing on me. I can do this, man. And I have so much fun, and I get animated and excited talking about it because it's rare that you could really talk to somebody that you could have conversation with 2 hours straight about different subjects going back and forth, bouncing, bong, 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 bong. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So again, that's refreshing. And I go back to, like, and I say to people, like, about the Yankees, it's like, you know, George Steinbrenner wouldn't be having none of this madness. If he didn't like you, you had to go. Straight like that.
No, you had to go quick.
You had to go. If he, I don't care how much money he was paying you, how many home runs you hit, how many wins you got. And then you look at the other side of it, George Steinbrenner was a good dude. Look, he got Daryl Strawberry off the scrap heap, got him a ring. He got Doc Gooden off the scrap heap, got him a ring. So you can't really say, you know, that George Steinbrenner didn't do his due diligence. You know what I mean? As much junk as he talked, he even talked junk with Derek Jeter. Remember when Derek Jeter was going with Mariah Carey? When Derek Jeter was seeing Mariah Carey when he first came in the league? Remember the Visa commercial they had?
Yeah.
Okay, he would tell Derek Jeter the thing about Derek. He was like, okay, Derek Jeter, you can't be hanging out at night and going disco dancing and all this stuff like that. You got, you know, you're a young dude. You got to get your rest. You know what I mean? Next thing you know, in the commercial, George Steinbrenner's in the conga line with Derek Jeter. They party on, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, you know, as much as George and I can tell you some stuff about George Steinbrenner, you know, like when he had the fight with the dude in the elevator when the Yankees was in the 81 World Series and we lost to the Dodgers. And he said he got beat up in the elevator. George Steinbrenner was one of the wild dudes. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So I go back with that, and it's like kind of like I wear the Yankees on my sleeve, man. When they good, they good. When they bad, I got no qualms talking about it. But yeah, man, it's just a thing that, you know, sports is something that I got. You know what I mean? Everybody, you know, does their thing and they have their stuff that really, you know, lights a spark up under them. I used to be mad. That used to be my motivation. My mother would be like, yo, you do your homework or whatever. You watch the Monday night game. I'm in my glory. You know what I mean? So I'm glad to be able to have a forum, man, where I could discuss it. We could discuss it, you know, as adults, man, and you know, without, you know, cursing each other out and, you know, talking all crazy and stuff like that. I don't get into that, man.
I just I just wanted to come through, man, and just show a little love. I said, man, one night I'm just gonna come on here and just make myself, kick off my shoes in the palace. I kick my shoes outside the door because I know how rich money he like. You don't like shoes in the palace.
Yeah.
So I'm just gonna step in the palace and just hang out.
I appreciate
you,
my dude.
And check out the sports bar. Drink some ginger ale at the sports bar.
It goes down.
You know
every
what
Tuesday
I mean? But
night
I just
like
wanted
this.
To stop through.
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
appreciate
I just
you.
Wanted to stop through, show some love.
No doubt. No doubt. That's what it is, man. And we here, man. I do my thing, man. And I got a little page on Facebook or whatever. It's called After Further Review. I get up every morning, man, and I give like a little sports recap. You know what I mean? I do this. I do it for me. I wouldn't care if nobody read it. I do it for me. You know what I'm saying? So I put it on there, and I throw it up in a couple of groups or whatever, man. So that's, you know, it's serious over here. So every Tuesday night, 8 o'clock, man, you ain't got nothing to do, man. Bang, you know? And we could talk about it, man.
Definitely. I'll stop in every now and again. I just want to show love, man, because I like what you're doing.
Man.
The name fits. You're the mayor. You're official.
Thank
so,
you, man.
You know,
I appreciate that. I appreciate you.
So you stay up, man.
Appreciate you, man. Peace. No doubt, man. That's what I'm talking about right there. You know what I mean? You have a nice conversation, man. Shout out to the brother Faith Walker, man. You know what I mean? Shout out to Hot Greens, Channel Live. He had a show that he had to run and go do, man. So, but I appreciate him taking some time out to call. But yeah, man. You know, shout out to the listeners, man. I know you know y'all got an earful tonight, man. All you got to do after you dial the 10 digits, why you just can't dial one more and get in on the conversation? You know what I'm saying? Because it goes down. Don't worry about not being able to conversate and all that. It's about, you know, just being there. You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is. again, let me get a little quick update in the building right now, in the playoffs right now. Halftime, Denver 66, Golden State 46. So it looked like Denver's going to go ahead and defend their home court. They got a 20-point lead at halftime. Later on tonight, you got the Memphis Grizzlies and Clippers out of L.A. L.A.'s trying to, you know, do what they do. And then tomorrow night's games, you got Atlanta and the Indiana Pacers at 8 o'clock on NBA TV. That's in Indiana. And then tomorrow night, you got the Houston Rockets, Oklahoma City Thunder. That's going to be on TNT. And tomorrow night, Madison Square Garden will be rocking. That game starts at 7 o'clock on TNT. Again, man, I call it like I see it. And what I see right now is a situation that the Knicks need to, you know, like your brother said, you know, put the foot down from the door, man. Have a 20-point lead at halftime, you know what I'm saying, and get the Celtics out of here. No disrespect to the brother. Get the Celtics out of here, man. You know what I'm saying? so it goes down, man. So we here after further review. And shout out to all the listeners again. We see you. Shout out to the listeners. We see you. 646-200-3838 is the number. I know you got in. Press 1 if you want to get in on the conversation. If not, you're free to listen. Again, man, you know, the playoffs is going down. I want to touch on the NHL playoffs while I got a hot minute left on the show. I made my first round picks. Right now, we got score checks right now. Minnesota Wild 1, Chicago Blackhawks 1, second period. St. Louis Blues 1, LA Kings nothing, second period. Detroit Red Wings and Anaheim Ducks, they play tonight at 10:30. I made my Stanley Cup picks, well, first round. I didn't really get into who's going to go into the finals yet. But I made my picks for the Stanley Cup playoffs. And I got for the first round, I got the Islanders beating Pittsburgh Penguins. I had to pick an upset. I always got to scrape an upset up. I got the Islanders over the Penguins in 6. I got Ottawa over Montreal in 7. I got the Rangers over the Capitals in 5. I got the Bruins over the Leafs in 5 in the East. I'll get to the West as soon as that bell rings so I can acknowledge my caller I got on the line, but it's all good. Angie, what's good? Welcome to the bigger show. Hello.
Hi, Mayor.
Yes. Angie,
how you
what's
doing?
Good? Hey, everything. What's happening?
Not much. Stop by to say hi. You know how I do.
No doubt. I'm glad you could stop by for a hot second. We had Hakeem Green on the line earlier. I had a real nice conversation with the homie, Hakeem Green, and I had a conversation with the homie, Faith Walker. So we talked about Knicks basketball. We went everywhere with it. But
okay.
Since you're on the line right now at 9:43,
It's all good. Let me get your input right quick on the Jason Collins situation.
Oh.
She said, oh,
I don't. I don't know what made him, you know, come out now or whatever. I guess it was eating him up or whatever. But it's to each his own. You understand
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
Nobody down here on Earth has the power to really judge anybody else.
Mm.
We don't hold that power.
Right.
You know. If that's not what you deal with, then that's not what you deal with. You
right.
understand what I'm saying?
Totally understandable.
I don't think it should take from his career any because he chose to come out.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, naturally, people are going to look at him different, but
mm-hmm.
I just think it's a sad situation because there's a lot of us women out here that are struggling to find a good man, and they're going to find other men, too.
Mm. So sad.
That's just my personal opinion.
I got an announcement to make. And this is going to be a blockbuster. I know that, you know, my name is Chris, and I like women. But,
yay!
But
give
yeah,
clap
Andy,
for him again. But again, I don't discriminate because your preference is your preference.
Yeah,
you understand
what
I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
I ain't here to judge. At the end of the day, everybody got a story to tell.
But how do you feel about it in regards to the timing of it? Like, for example, let me just give you a little background on Jason Collins. He's like a fringe player. He's not like really a dude that's going to really make any noise. He averaged like 3 points for his career. He was averaging 1 point this season. He was averaging 10 minutes off the bench.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think that, you know, it's kind of like the pressure has been put now on the owners. Because David Stern, I call him Sterno, okay? Sterno has already made it a point that before he leaves on February 14th, 2014, Jason Collins will be on somebody's NBA roster.
Okay.
So basically what the situation is, if nobody picks him up, he's got a built-in excuse. They didn't pick me up because I made an announcement that I was gay. Come on,
mm-hmm.
yo.
Mm-hmm.
No,
yep.
They didn't pick you up because you're garbage. That's why
they didn't pick you up. Yeah, show us some numbers because, you know, I got a son that was averaging numbers that he has.
Mm-hmm.
You understand
okay.
what I'm saying? So he needed some kind of ploy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To try to build himself up. You know, everybody thinks now controversy is what makes people rich.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
he had to create a little buzz about himself, get his name out there, and then hopefully somebody will take the time and sit and actually look at his game.
Right.
And you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you on that, you know, with timing and everything.
Because mm-hmm.
so.
It's like a situation where, you know... You know, like I was telling Hakeem Green and I was telling the brothers earlier, like, today is Tuesday. Before
mm-hmm.
this announcement came out yesterday, on Sunday, you asked me about Jason Collins. I'm going to tell you, he's garbage. Today's Tuesday.
Personally, I've never seen him play or anything. You understand what I'm saying?
You ain't
I never
you
knew
ain't
who he was. I'm being honest. Never knew who he was until the story.
Right.
You
okay. So that's the point right there. So... You know, and I don't want, you know, like I said, I don't want to have to feel like I got to defend myself and I got to preface everything I say by no disrespect to Jason Collins, but I feel like I have to do that. No disrespect to Jason Collins. But before the announcement was made, you're garbage.
Right.
Okay? The announcement was made, you're still garbage. Now
yeah,
you just, you know, but
now
you got to kind of like a crutch and say, oh, they're not going to mess with me because I made other announcement I made. Come on, yo.
Discrimination. He's trying to capitalize off
Thank
of
you.
Now, yeah.
Right.
Which is the same aspect with like Kim Kardashian and everybody making these sex tapes and everything. Everybody's
right.
capitalizing. You understand
right.
what I'm
right.
saying?
Mm-hmm.
Just so happens, you know, somebody finally impregnated the hoe. So, you know.
Uh-oh.
That's a whole different show.
Yeah, that's all right.
I'm just using that as an example.
Yeah, I hear you.
Where they trying to capitalize off things,
mm-hmm.
and that's what happens.
Yeah,
everybody's looking for the quick buck.
I was discussing with Faith Walker earlier, it's got away from, you know, what happens between the lines. Now everybody's worried about what's happening in the front office and what's happening in the seats.
Like 2 minutes, Jim.
You know what I'm saying? So,
you know, to keep it in its proper perspective. And then the first thing they're going to say is, again, you know, you didn't hire me or you didn't sign me because my orientation. Come on, yo, get off
of
that.
Right, right, right. No, that's crazy. Yeah, like
you
said, it was his timing is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to reiterate on a little comment somebody made earlier about how the Knicks should be home, like LeBron and them are home now, whatever, resting up or doing whatever. But I mean, I'm a Boston fan, understand that. Listen, Boston is just not some easy punk team you're going to run over.
Right.
And Miami and the Knicks both experienced that. You know what I'm
right.
saying? And
that's right.
Now, if we were a 100% healthy team,
it
would have
been a
problem
scenario.
For the Knicks from game one. So now they cashing in on this. You understand what I'm saying with us having a non-healthy team?
That's
so,
right.
You know, look at the difference in the – I mean, not really – like you said, you got to be honest. Look at the competition LeBron and them played first. You understand what I'm saying? If they was playing somebody like Boston first, they wouldn't be home right now.
You understand
what I'm saying? So, in all fairness to Boston, you know what I'm saying, and the Knicks or whatever, they have a little more struggle going on because they're playing a different, greater team. So,
my thing on that was, you know, because, like, you know, J.R. Smith, he was talking about, well, if I would have been playing in game four, we would have won. Well, you should have been playing in game four. That's how I started the show tonight. I was like, J.R. Smith, will you please shut the hell up?
Yeah, because if frogs had wings, they wouldn't flop their ass on the ground either.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, the pressure.
The pressure's
on the Knicks. Because, again, if they don't win tomorrow night, then it's game six on Friday. So, you know what I mean? So don't beat me in the head about what you could have did or what
could've,
you should have did.
Would've.
You know what I'm saying? If you wouldn't have thrown the elbow at Jason Terry, you would have been playing in game four.
You would have been playing. Yeah, you got a little ignorant. You got real ignorant. That caused you to sit your ass out for this game.
And it was only like 4 or 5 seconds left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
You could have went out there waiting for him by the bus,
which was stupid. Yeah, that was.
You know what I'm saying? So you cut your nose to spite your face.
Spite your face. Yep, that's exactly what he did.
But then
you had
the audacity to turn around and say, "Well, if I was on the court in Game Four, we would have won." So how come you wasn't on the court in Game Four? Why?
I would have
like J.R. Smith. Why you wasn't on the court?
Because of your stupidity.
He's an idiot.
It wasn't because of Jason Terry.
No, it wasn't because of Jason Terry.
Come on, stop.
It was because of J.R. Smith.
Jason Terry, that's a whole other story because you act like you ain't never been in this position before. You've been in the league for how long now, and you're playing like a straight-up rookie. He pisses me off.
What do you see happening tomorrow night?
I don't know. I'm saying it's going to be a tough game, and I just think Kevin Garnett is going to step up a little bit tomorrow. He's now getting into KG mode, you know what I'm saying? And then the Knicks will have a problem again.
I said to Hakeem earlier, I don't think the Celtics don't have nothing to lose. Celtics playing with house money. You know what I'm saying? The Knicks are the ones with their backs up against the wall.
Absolutely.
But then you got these fans like, oh, what are you talking about? And you don't know what you're talking about. I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Right.
Watch it get down to tomorrow night. Because these previous games in the series, the Knicks would win by like 20 points. They would hold the Celtics to 8 points in the fourth quarter and this and that and the third.
Right.
So where was that in game four?
Right.
You know what I mean? And Carmelo, he did his numbers, but then to me, sometimes he takes too many shots. He'd be feeling himself.
Yeah.
You know, if you hit like six in a row and you're hot and then you miss two, pass it off to somebody else.
Right. Get that up. Right.
Give it up. And then everybody talk about, well, Amari Stoudemire got to come back. I don't want Amari
Stoudemire
nowhere near my team.
Yeah, right. And why he got to come back?
Because he's getting $100 million.
Well, see, that's it, because they want him to earn his money, but that ain't his fault. Listen,
sit
your ass on the bitch with that $100 million.
The last three seasons, Amari Stoudemire, where has he been at playoff time? Hurt.
On the bench, hurt.
He broke down. 2 years ago, his back was hurt.
Yeah.
We played y'all in the first round in the playoffs. His back was hurt. Last year, he went and had a fight with the fire extinguisher and cut his hand up.
But
okay. So
his
he
hand,
missed the you know what I mean? He missed the series. So now his knee is hurt. So I don't put no stock into nothing Amari Stoudemire says.
And I don't understand why the owners would really even sign him to that much money, knowing he had injuries before he even became
that's
a
That's right.
You understand
right.
what I'm
that's
saying?
Right.
That's not nothing new.
That's
what y'all thought? Y'all was going to make him some Superman? Sign
right,
him
right. He's going to get one of them New York City Band-Aids and everything was going to be all right.
Yeah, come on now. Although I would love to see the Knicks be in the finals because, like you said, it's been years since they've been there. You understand?
No doubt. No doubt.
They haven't won a title since I've been alive in 73.
Yeah,
so
it would be nice to see them there, thank you for rubbing it in. Thank
but
you for reminding me.
I
appreciate
they should have won with Patrick Ewing and all of them, Charles.
Yeah,
we should have. Mark Jackson squad and all that. It's not like the Knicks haven't had good
teams. That's right. That's right. We should have won one of them, at least one of them titles.
Yeah,
we should have beat the Houston Rockets.
We should have definitely beat Houston. They struggle with having the coach players chemistry. They'll get a good coach, don't have the great players. They had a great players, don't have
a good right.
So
right,
I
no
think
doubt.
He was just struggling a little bit that way.
Yeah,
you know?
But we'll get it together though. One of these years we'll get it together. Hopefully it's this year.
Like I said, I'm a Celtic fan, but I would love to see the Knicks do it. Like I said, if we was at 100% right now, the Knicks would have had a problem.
Listen, Angie, if the Eastern Conference was at 100% right now, the Knicks would have been struggling for an eighth spot. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's just my opinion. You know what I mean? And I'm sorry to keep it real, to put reality in the situation. You know, some people don't want to hear that. You know what I mean? If the Eastern Conference was 100% healthier. Derrick Rose was in the building.
Uh-huh.
Danny Granger was in the building. Rajon Rondo was in the building.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? It'd been a whole different. And Andrew Bynum, if he would have decided, you know what I mean? So
right.
I take this season. I appreciate it. I take it for what it is. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not. I'm going to win a championship and I'm a beat the Heat and all this craziness. We'll see the Heat when we get there. We got to get there first.
Mm-hmm.
That's
exactly.
It. We got to get there first. So what else is going on? Anything else you want to touch on before we get out of here?
Well, not really. I'm just excited. I'm hoping the Knicks do get a chance to play the Heat. Because everybody think it can't be done. All the Heat fans just think that, you know, they already counted their ring, you know, just guaranteed.
Yeah.
But listen, there's people out there that can stop them, you know.
You have any last words for the Los Angeles Lakers?
Well, for who? The Lakers? OMG. That was, you know, I just, as far as the Lakers, I just always thought it was a bad move for Dwight Howard going there.
Okay. All right.
His game and Andrew Bynum's games are not much different. I think Andrew Bynum had a bigger mentality than Dwight Howard. Dwight Howard, he's so young acting that the Lakers, he was in over his head there.
Mm-hmm.
And he tried to put a little bit more effort into it, but it's not a good fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, them not having Superman Kobe on the court, and, you know, the whole franchise is just in a mess right now.
Right.
You know, they got a little work to do over there.
Mm.
You know, even though I like the Lakers, I just never liked Kobe. You know?
Okay, all right. What do you see as far as, you know, who do you see coming out of the East and West in regards as far as the finals are concerned?
The finals, I'm going to call the Knicks for the finals.
Okay.
I'm calling the Knicks for the finals. And
applaud that.
And the Clippers, and I'm calling the Clippers for the West.
And she's calling the Clippers for the West.
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
All right. So you said the Knicks and the Clippers.
And I'm sure a lot of people are like, oh, get out of here. But watch, they're going to surprise you.
I hear you. Surprise me.
That's one team that they play with very good chemistry with each other.
No doubt.
Understand
that's
what I'm saying?
Is.
They have no big man on their team. No,
right.
I'm bigger than you. Which you see that in a lot of other teams where you have a Westbrook, which you see where he is right now.
Right.
And,
That's right.
You have a lot of that. And when you get to this point of the game, you can't use none of that. That none of that stuff is no good.
Okay.
That's when karma gonna step in and show y'all. Like,
no doubt. And we about to get out of here. So I don't want us to get cut off in the middle of the situation. Thank you for calling, beautiful.
You're welcome.
8 o'clock next week. Set your alarm.
No,
I gotta have some conversations with you. Huh?
My son had lacrosse practice.
Oh, okay. Shout out to the big homie doing his thing on the lacrosse field.
Yeah.
That's what it is. I like that. That's what it is. Shout out to Hakeem Green for Channel Live for checking in. Shout out to my man Faith Walker for checking in, man. And you welcome to call any time I'm here, man. Every Tuesday it goes down, man. After Further Review, GQ Palace Sports is in the building, man. I do my thing every morning. After Further Review, check me out. Tomorrow night, check the ladies out. The Divas is in the building. They do their
That's
thing.
Right.
GQ Palace is in the house. I hope you enjoyed the show, man. This is the mayor. Next Tuesday it goes down. We already had a little JC conversation. I don't think we're going to touch on that no more. We'll go hard body on the NBA playoffs and whatever else y'all want to talk about, all right? This is the mayor, man. And I'm out of here, man. Hold it down. Do what you're doing. I'll see you next week, Tuesday night, 8 o'clock. GQ Palace Sports, after 30 minutes, please.
Every league, every team, every game, every season. 8 to 10, tell a friend. This is where the experts meet to speak on the pros. You want to join the conversation, got to pick up the phone. 646-200-3838. This is the verbal version of the replay. The recap, the game 7, the draft, preseason, the rematch. Players and coaches, the mayor keeps you posted. Whether you're rooting for the home or away. Dirt, turf, hardwood, grass, a click. We keep the conversation going and we cover it all. So when it goes down, you know the score. But when it comes to sports talk, this ain't no small talk. This is the big leagues, the ball is in your court. The best place for debate, the point of view, after further review, you know what to do.